Matthew chapter 22. And Yahshua answered and spoke to them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was furious, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said to him, Friend, how did you come to this place not having a wedding garment? And the man was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true, and teachest the way of Elohim in truth. Neither do you care for any man, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar, or not? But Yahshua perceived their wickedness, and said, Why do ye tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought to him a penny. And he says to them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they say to him, Caesar's. Then did he say unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto Elohim the things that are Elohim's. When they had heard these words, they marveled, and left him, and went their way. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses said, If a man die, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up seed to his brother. Now there was with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and, having no issue, left his wife to his brother. Likewise also the second, and the third, all the way unto the seventh. And last of all the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Yahshua answered and said to them, You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of Elohim. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of Elohim in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by Yahweh, saying, I am Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. Yahweh is not the El of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. And then one of them, a lawyer, asked a question, tempting him, and saying, Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Yahshua said to him, You shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Yahshua asked them, saying, What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They say unto him, Well, the son of David. And he says to them, How then does David in spirit call him sovereign, saying, Yahweh said to my sovereign, Sit you at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. If David then called him sovereign, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither dared any man from that day forth ask him any more. End of chapter.